We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Friday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for once again tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship. Thank you for making your spiritual life a priority and choosing to feed yourself on the Word of God. My name is Bob Arthurs. I've pastored Merritt Assembly of God for over 25 and a half years now, working on 26. About 4.5 years we've been doing the Refresh radio program, and still encountering people who listen, and other people are encountering people who listen. And so we're just thankful for the privilege of speaking the Word of God into your life. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about spiritual victory. Let me just say this about spiritual victory, okay? The only way to get victory is to engage an enemy. You know, that's the thing. There is no testimony without a test. And so today I want you to know that greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And the reality of the heat that we face, there are some parts of the country that are experiencing just an excessive heat wave. You know, ours is hot and humid. I tell people in Florida it goes 91, 92, 93, 94 thunderstorm, and then it cools down and then it starts building up. That's almost the daily weather pattern. You just want to hit it right there. But there are some places right now that are well up into the 110s, and you can do some serious physical damage if you find yourself in that type of heat for a prolonged period of time and end up getting dehydrated and you don't have any way to cool your body down. I tell you today that if you find yourself without air conditioning, your AC has decided to go on vacation, you need to give the folks at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Call them and say, hey, I heard about you on the Refresh radio program. You know, my AC is 150 years old or whatever it is. We've had a number of units replaced at Merritt Assembly of God that were close to 30 years old. And we're, you know, a friend of mine was saying, you know, you've been at a church a long time when something you've done now has to be replaced because it's so old. And this year we had to replace an AC unit that we installed. When we first came to Merritt Assembly of God, we lived in the fellowship hall without AC solutions, without air conditioning. We managed to get to July, and then my wife said, it is time to change this reality. And a couple of years later, we managed to survive with those units for a number of years. We were very small, and so we were able to contain most of the ministry into one building at that point in time, which did have air conditioners. But about 1997, 98, somewhere in there, we put in a central air, heat and air, into the fellowship hall building. And a little bit later, we added it to the upstairs. And we just this year finally upgraded that one that went in 1997. What happened was, Bill from Creative AC Solutions came out. He said, Pastor, I have done just about everything that I can do to keep this unit alive. He said, I can fix a lot of things, but there comes a time when it gets to a point where I can't fix it. He said, you need to be looking to get a new unit. And so we took his advice. We planned. And the other thing that we did is when we had the funds that we could replace that unit, we did it in the cool of the year because we wanted to be a blessing to him. We didn't want to wait until, you know, that unit had just finally given its last minute of cool air and it be 110 degrees outside, heat index. That's not what we didn't want to do that. And so we had it, the unit replaced. So if your unit can be repaired, he will repair it. If it can't be repaired, or maybe he's able to repair it, but he'll say, hey, you need to start saving your nickels and dimes and quarters right now, because this is probably going to be the last repair that this unit can handle. You need a new unit. So whatever it is, don't endanger yourself. If you're outside in the heat, make sure you stay hydrated. Make sure that you do not end up having a heat stroke. I've been right on the edge of those things before. They are no fun. And I've known people that have experienced them. And so please do not think yourself invincible with the heat. Make sure that you're doing what you can to keep cool. Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. I want to let you know about next Wednesday. I know Sunday's coming up. We're going to have our fifth Sunday celebration at church on Sunday. We won't have service on Sunday night, but we have Pastor Luis Barrios, who is going to be speaking for us on Wednesday night. He pastors the Tabernacle of David Church here in Cocoa. He's going to be ministering at our church Wednesday night at 7 p.m. He had me speak at a revival service that they had. I've been preaching on revival, teaching on revival. We've spent July praying for revival, and Pastor Luis is going to come over, and he's going to be preaching Wednesday night at 7 o'clock at Merit Assembly of God. So we want to let that get out there to you. That'll be on August the 1st, Wednesday night, August the 1st, Wednesday night at 7 p.m. So put that in your calendar. Come and experience what God is doing. Thursday night, August the 2nd, is community prayer night. That will be at Greater St. Paul's in Cocoa Village. And I believe the start time on that is 7 o'clock as well. So put those events on your calendar, and let's get August started the right way, shall we? I want to take you to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse number 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. So that's where we're going to end up the reading today. So I want you to focus here today on the fact that Jesus, at the very beginning, was fully intent on bringing life and light into the world. It was his life that makes it possible. His life is the light of men. Okay? It's in verse number 4 there. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 3 says, all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. It is impossible to separate the creation from the Creator. He says, he made everything. He made it all. There wasn't anything that was made apart from him. if you look at it in Genesis, there was in the beginning, and in John 1, there's in the beginning. You see light in John chapter 1. You see light in Genesis chapter 1. The concept of creation is not just in the Old Testament. It is in the New Testament as well. And Jesus said, the way that I want to bring light into men's life is through my very life. Now, if the scripture says that there is a connection between the life of Jesus and the light that he brings, there is no other alternative than darkness for those who choose to remain dead in their trespasses and sins. Light comes because of Jesus' life. And I will tell you, I believe that we are meant to live an abundant, victorious, and jubilant life. I do. I believe that God wants us to have a lifestyle that we say, you know what, no matter, I said this one time, it's like, you know, if God never does another thing for me, he is going to, he does on a regular basis, but if he never did another thing for me, it's been a fantastic life. A lot of times people will say something, if something bad happens, and I will have this response, and that is this. You know, if that is the worst thing that happens to me all day, it's been a really good day. When you are doing life with Jesus, it is the highest quality of life that there is. I'm a tremendous observer of people. Let me rephrase that. I love to observe people. There may be things that happen that I can't necessarily figure out how it's done and all of that, but I love to watch people, how they respond, what goes on, and I see people that respond in a way and say, "Ooh, I don't think I want to do that. Ooh, I think that could have been improved on." And some things that I respond, it's like, you know, maybe that wasn't the best response that I've ever had. But what I have observed in 5+ decades of life is that there is a high price tag that people pay physically, spiritually, financially, relationally for doing life independent of Jesus Christ. And so I am not ashamed to make this statement. I don't see how people live without Jesus, and I don't see how people live without the body of Christ. It's a privilege. It is one of the greatest freedoms that we have in America, not just to get to hang out together, but to worship Jesus together. There are people who died to make this possibility a reality. And we, as spoiled contemporary Americans, just go and say, oh, well, you know, if I go, I go. If I don't go, I just didn't feel like it today. I'm not kidding. There are so many people that don't realize the privilege. There are literally places that I know of where people will walk for hours just to be able to worship with a few other believers. And then they will walk home those same number of hours. And when they're there, they're not worshiping like a bump on a log. They are actively engaged in the service. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness. Jesus' life causes light to shine into the darkness. His light is not just meant for the four walls of the church. His light is to shine wherever there is darkness. So let me ask you right now, if there's any area in your life and it say, you know what, that area is darker than what I want it to be. There's the enemy's got a foothold in that area, and I don't want it there. And so I want the light of Christ to shine into that darkness. It says, and the light shines in the darkness. In fact, light appears to be brighter in the darkness. And it says, and the darkness did not comprehend it. It also, that word did not comprehend it means the darkness did not overcome it. And that's the part about the spiritual victory that I want to share with you. When Jesus is living in your heart, by the very nature of who he is and what he's doing in my life and doing in your life, it should create a longing inside of us for what he has done for us to shine into areas where other people have not had that experience yet. It's one of the reasons why we have a missions program. It's one of the reasons why we have a youth ministry. It's one of the reasons why we do any ministry, is so that the light shines into the darkness, knowing this, that the darkness cannot comprehend it. That means it cannot understand it. And the darkness cannot overpower it. Light overpowers darkness 100% of the time. Light shows up and darkness says, I think I'm going to need to go someplace else. That's just the way it is. So how much defeat are you comfortable with in your life? For me, I hate losing. I absolutely hate losing. You know, someone said that the Word of God is one of the only things that you can invest in that you get 100% return on your investment, because God says that his Word, when it goes forth, it will not return unto him void. It's going to come back. It's going to make its impact when it's dispatched, and it's going to come back having been successful. So every time we send out the Word, it's going to strike its mark. And the light goes out and does the same thing. Light is undefeated in battles with darkness. And now, you need to understand something. Darkness does not comprehend, does not understand the light. So when you are shining in the darkness, there is going to be some bewilderment. The Bible says that this world, this society, does not understand why we do not enter in voluntarily with the same dissipation that they are entering. That they don't understand why we don't want to go out and get drunk. They don't understand why we don't want to go out and get high. They don't understand why we choose to live biblically as far as our sex lives go, with one man, one woman in a covenant relationship of marriage. They don't understand that. No matter how many scientific studies have demonstrated that when people are living that way, living the life that God wants for them, that it's going to be the highest quality of life that there is. Now, I told you on a program some time ago that I would share with you. This was an article by a guy by the name of J. Warner Wallace, and he quotes several scientific studies on ways to live longer. Okay? Now, I don't just want to exist longer. I want to live. I want to thrive. And it said that researchers found that religiously affiliated people lived between 5.64 and 9.45 years longer than those who were not religiously affiliated. And the same thing did not happen if it was just a social club. It had to be a community of faith that caused people to experience that. It also quotes a study that reports that people who attend religious services regularly experience less stress. That's a good thing. I don't know about you. I don't need more stress in my life. I need less stress. It said that they were also, let's see, that people who attend a religious service are 55% less likely to die over the next 18 years than those who did not attend. Now, I don't know the age group. It doesn't say what that age group was. There was one group that said they had a 33% attending a religious service once a week had a 33% lower chance of dying during the next 16 years. The other studies quoted 55% over the next 18 years. Okay. And one of the things that they attribute it to, now get this, because this is going to really mess with that consumer mindset of just sitting in a church service. It said that the opportunities and incentives to volunteer and participate provided by the religious communities were in part responsible for the lengthening lifespan. In other words, people came into a church and they realized that they had the opportunity to be a blessing by letting the light of Christ shine through them. And as a result of that, they were going to live longer. It's because you get to volunteer. It's because you get to serve. You know, I played football when I was in grade school. I played football when I was in middle school. And let me tell you what I mean by that. I signed up. I wore the uniform. I went to practice. And every once in a while, because they felt like they had to, they would put me in a game. And so when the high school football coach asked if I wanted to play football, I told him no, because I wasn't really looking forward to going through and just sitting on a bench again. I wanted to be involved. I wish that same drive was in believers to realize that they get to participate. You are God's A-team. The faith has been committed once and for all to the saints. There's not anybody else going to step up and make up for your lack if you choose not to participate. When you're not at church, something is going undone, and so you need to be there. This is what it said. It said that the reason that there was a benefit with religious with a religious community over just a social organization was because of the concept of a spiritual family with a common heavenly father. Because when you have a family, your family will love you, they will sacrifice for you, and they love you so much that they will remember and actively participate in your common family rituals and routines. I don't know about you, but when I've met people, I don't know that many people who are looking for their life to be shortened. There's a lot of people who are willing to pay a lot of money and try some untested things just for the opportunity to prolong their life. What if I told you today that there were some things that you could do? Did you know that one of the ways that the Bible talks about living longer, and not just living but enjoying life longer, is to honor your father and mother? And yet in our society there is such a disdain for generational respect and honor that we, in essence, because we're rejecting the word of God, we are rejecting that long life, enjoying long life in the land. It is the first commandment with promise. So I would say if you want to live longer, start at home. And don't start demanding your kids respect you when you don't respect your parents. That doesn't work. So one of the things whenever I'm dealing with young parents is I ask them, well, how do you want your kids to treat you when you get old? When they become an adult, do you want them coming over to your house? Do you want them visiting you? You need to start sowing those seeds now, because if not, at some point in time, seeds produce a harvest. So the other thing that you could do is start attending a house of worship on at least a weekly basis. And I don't care what the studies say about the socially acceptable thing, you know, where now people can attend a church. They consider themselves regular attenders if they attend once a month. I want to say, do you just want to be normal? Do you want to experience the same level that everybody else does? Or do you want exceptional? And so I want to encourage you to make attending the house of worship that God has placed you in, attend there regularly. And then the third thing, three things of how to get your light to shine brighter and longer: honor your father and mother, be in the house of worship regularly. Jesus, it said that he went to the synagogue as was his practice. And the third thing is get involved. I guarantee you there are ministries that are waiting to take place in just about every church that I know of. They're just waiting for the personnel who will volunteer and say, Pastor, can I get involved? Can I try this? You know, it can be just about anything. For me, getting involved in my first step was going on a missions trip. My second trip was doing an intern or was speaking at a Wednesday night youth service. My third level of involvement involved doing nursing home ministry. My fourth level of involvement involved doing an internship where I went out and I cleaned out a ditch. I taught, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade boys. That's a lot of fun. I still teach fourth, fifth, and sixth grade boys. Anyway, get involved. No matter who you are or where you are, what you've come from, God has specific plans that he created, a purpose for your life, and he's just waiting for you to say yes to getting involved. It will cause your light to shine brighter in the darkness and you to have a greater quality of life. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Are you a Christian woman looking to network and fellowship with other Christian women? Are you a female pastor looking to connect and find support among other female pastors? Pastor Shayna Wise, founder of Christian Women Preachers United, welcomes you to join her this Saturday, July 28th, for food, fellowship, and kingdom networking with other women of God. Christian Women Preachers United is an interdenominational and diverse group of women who support each other by sharing wisdom and experience in ministry. This free meeting is this Saturday, July 28th, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at IHOP on University Boulevard in Orlando. More information can be found by visiting ChristianWomenPreachersUnited.com. That's ChristianWomenPreachersUnited.com.